It is September 28th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Some Wall Street firms are being fined a total of $1.8 billion for using WhatsApp, as well as other similar apps. This is a big chunk of change for a private conversation. But then the apps became the favorite of certain Washington and Wall Street players during the Trump administration as a way of having conversations one did not want shared. Brett Harrison stepped down as president of FTX US to become an advisor to the fast-growing and increasingly complex firm. When he started, he was one of three employees, and there are now more than 100. Just my take, but this might be a good time to stop drinking from the crypto industry / FTX fire hose for a while. And the advisor role seems like a good one as he steps back and can give a more thoughtful perspective. The World Federation of Exchanges 61st General Assembly and annual meeting hosted by Malta Stock Exchange is occurring right now in Malta. The annual meeting is an invitation-only event where leaders of global exchanges, regulatory authorities, and the buy side gather for in-depth discussion on major issues surrounding the exchange industry. Some of the usual suspects are in attendance. CFTC Commissioner Summer K. Mercinger gave a keynote address with a title right out of Iowa for this global exchange group assembled in Malta. The title of her speech was A Field of Dreams. The newest refugees of Europe are Russian draft dodgers, Bloomberg reports. I wonder whether I have enough money saved up for retirement. Of course, it does not help when my stock holdings go down each day. Well, the Wall Street Journal is here to help with an article titled, People Don't Save Enough for Emergencies. But there are ways to fix that. As soon as I'm done with physical therapy, I need to head to Florida to take care of some real estate business, assuming the property is still there. No thanks to Ian. The agenda for LME Week, the annual gathering of the global metals community in London, is taking shape. First day's session conclude with LME Sustainability Afternoon, a free event that examines the progress made by the metals industry in the world's transition to sustainability. The LME will assess its and the industry's progress, supporting the metals evolution. LME Week takes place October 24th through October 28th. LME Sustainability Afternoon is Monday, October 24th, 1400 to 1630 GMT in Queen Elizabeth II Center, London. You can go to a link in today's newsletter for more information and to register. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Richard Sandor, the building blocks of the financial industry. Dr. Richard Sandor, chairman and CEO of Environmental Financial Products, LLC, talks about inventing markets and the evolution of exchanges such as the CME, CBOE, and ICE. Sandor gives a detailed look at the various elements that give each exchange its identity and reflects on how the innovations of the past have made the financial industry what it is today. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Chicago Sun-Times. The headline, CME Group has investment ideas for the masses. The owner of Chicago's futures markets has rolled out event contracts tied to leading market statistics. How confident are you in your sense of where the markets are headed? Are you pretty good at guessing when some big company will surprise investors with BOFO earnings and send stock indexes higher? Or are you prescient about Federal Reserve decisions or new inflation data that can make stocks tumble? Well, step right up, chum. Chicago's futures markets are giving you a chance to profit from prophecy. CME Group, the Chicago-based owner of futures markets with a global reach, last week introduced a product line that opens a new phase of its business. They're called event contracts and are touted as a way to bring more everyday investors into the daily action. My comment. These event contracts have a binary feel to them, win or lose. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Americans say air travel and hotels are back to the bad old days. J.D. Power consumer surveys rank the best and worst airports and lodging. With life returning to normal, the post-pandemic travel boom has created a burst of grumpy customers. Crowded airports, jammed parking lots, and standing room only bars and restaurants have left many feeling frazzled. Satisfaction with the overall experience slipped on a measure of traveler sentiment on J.D. Power's 2022 North American Airport Satisfaction Study after hitting an all-time high in 2021 when passenger volumes were low. And there doesn't appear to be any relief in sight. My comment, the eggs are back to dry and the waffles are soggy again. Here's a story from The Trade. Trade tech FX, don't miss the boat on crypto, warn industry participants. Digital assets are a key theme for this year's Trade Tech FX. And while opinions diverge on the current adoption rate, most believe that convergence with conventional finance is inevitable. Crypto is big news, and while it's not all that everyone's talking about at Trade Tech FX, there's definitely a buzz around digital assets that's impossible to ignore. Not everyone is on the same page with regards to adoption rate. Some feel institutions are being left behind, while others advocate caution until we see which way the wind is blowing. But after the crypto winter we saw in recent months, one thing seems certain. The sun is once again coming out. The industry consensus is that crypto is here to stay, and if you're not yet on board, you might have missed the boat. My comment. The problem with boats is that when too many people are on them, they sink. Here's this story from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto startup saves Frankfurt's iconic Euro sculpture. Vandalism has made it expensive to maintain the much-photographed emblem of the common currency. The euro has fought off countless threats to its existence over the past two decades, from debt crises to politicians who hope to tear apart the currency union. Over the summer, a new risk emerged to the common currency. Not its plunge below parity with the U.S. dollar, but the plan to dismantle the iconic blue sculpture of the euro currency sign located for more than 20 years in the heart of Frankfurt, Germany's financial hub. The cost of maintenance, in part due to regular vandalism, had become overwhelming, the local nonprofit who owns it said. My comment, there has to be a way to protect and preserve this icon. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Hurricane Ian spurs evacuations as airports, schools shut. Damages could exceed $45 billion with Florida landfall. More than 2 million Floridians urged to evacuate. Hurricane Ian, projected to be one of the costliest storms in U.S. history, prompted mass evacuations, school shutdowns, and thousands of flight cancellations across the third largest state. The storm, which has already caused a nationwide power outage in Cuba, has top winds near 120 miles an hour as it swirls over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, about 180 miles from Punta Gorda, Florida, according to an advisory from the U.S. National Hurricane Center at 9 p.m. New York time. The storm is forecast to strengthen through Wednesday, threatening to bring 6-foot storm surges into Tampa Bay and heavy rains across the U.S. Southeast. My comment, this storm is nasty. It's even delaying the January 6th Congressional Committee meetings in Washington. Makes you wonder about whether some crime in Chicago is worse than the violence of a storm like this in Florida. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story from Tuesday was Sam Bankman-Fried's Alameda research draws increasing attention from Bloomberg. It certainly got the attention from JLN readers. Second was the LinkedIn post about Greenwood Project placing 4 interns at Goldman Sachs this summer and all 4 getting full-time offers. Third was China commodity trader Wu, a setback for Glencore, from the Financial Times. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Crypto Leadership Upheaval Gives Fresh Jolt to Industry. Another round of executive departures hit the crypto industry Tuesday, the latest sign that the fallout from this year's steep drop in prices, also marked by a pullback in venture capital, widespread layoffs, and growing regulatory scrutiny, has yet to run its course. First came word that Celsius Network Limited Chief Executive Officer Alex Mashinsky, who helped found the crypto lender and was a cheerleader for its sky-high yield offerings until the company ran into trouble, resigned, calling his leadership an increasing distraction as the company struggles to survive its bankruptcy proceedings. Then FTX U.S. President Brett Harrison announced he was stepping down at the crypto exchange and moving into an advisory role. He will be replaced by Zach Dexter, head of FTX U.S. Derivatives, according to a company spokesman. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. FTX U.S. President Brett Harrison steps down from crypto exchange. Harrison will move to advisory role in next few months. Shuffle comes as FTX U.S. relocates headquarters to Miami from Chicago. Crypto exchange FTX U.S. President Brett Harrison is stepping down and will move into an advisory role, a surprise exit that came after less than 18 months on the job and as the industry weathers a downturn that's curbed trading. Sam Bankman-Fried, co-founder and CEO of FTX, said Zach Dexter, head of FTX U.S. Derivatives, and General Counsel Ryan Miller will continue to oversee growth at the company as it plans a relocation of the entity's headquarters to Miami from Chicago. I'm remaining in the industry with the goal of removing technological barriers to full participation in and maturation of global crypto markets, both centralized and decentralized, Harrison tweeted. And then finally, here's a story from the New York Times. CEO of Celsius, the crypto bank, resigns. Alex Mashinsky, the founder of Celsius, which filed for bankruptcy in July, said his role had become an increasing distraction. Alex Mashinsky, who founded the cryptocurrency company Celsius Networks, which filed for bankruptcy in July, said on Tuesday that he was resigning as chief executive. Chris Ferraro, Celsius's chief financial officer, will serve as Mr. Mashinsky's interim replacement, the company said in a statement. I regret that my continued role as CEO has become an increasing distraction, Mr. Mashinsky, 56, wrote in a separate statement. I'm very sorry about the difficult financial circumstances members of our community are facing. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.